This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Turkey has seized 2,240 health, social, and educational institutions, claiming they pose a threat to national security. There are now 10,000 in jail and 50,000 fired or suspended from their jobs. More than 30 states have reported computer testing problems since 2013 on Common Core Test, according to Fair Test, a testing watchdog. The rich like building, not maintaining. Study of 700 cultural building projects between 1994 and 2008 found there was an overinvestment in bricks and mortar, especially when coupled with the number of organizations that experienced financial difficulties after completing a building project. California became the seventh state to repeal family caps since 2002 for welfare benefits based on the number of children, on the basis of studies showing that such strictures have no effect on the birth rate of welfare mothers. The Highlander Research and Education Center in Newmarket, Tennessee, makes $70,000 a year on royalties from the song We Shall Overcome, first sung at the training and education school, which it uses to fund social programs. Zimbabwe pastor, who has led protests against the 36-year rule of President Robert Mugabe, was arrested and charged with inciting public violence. In Sweden, students borrow as much as U.S. college students, but they have 25 years to pay. In Australia, they also borrow about the same, but they pay nothing until they make over $40,000 a year. Eight airlines have been approved for flights to Havana: American, Delta, United, Southwest, Spirit, Alaska, Frontier, and JetBlue. U.S. cities set to receive flights include New York, Atlanta, Houston, Los Angeles, Charlotte, Newark, as well as four Florida cities: Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Tampa. Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigned as head of the Democratic National Committee after emails were leaked, establishing that she had tilted the early process against Senator Bernie Sanders. Donna Brazile, a longtime party fixture back to the first Clinton period and a Louisiana native, stepped in on an interim basis as the first African-American woman to lead the party. Highest state gas taxes are in Pennsylvania, Washington, and New York, and the lowest are in Alaska, New Jersey, and South Carolina. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.